As I was saying last time, immigration is the driving force of American music. Many American immigrants are now from Mexico. Sales of tomato salsa have famously overtaken those of ketchup. So it's inevitable that Mexican-American music will also have a cultural impact. If you're like me, the new Mexican thread of American music has been something of a mystery, so I'm taking this opportunity to delve. There's norteño, the result of a collision between older folk songs with accordion-based polka from Central European immigrants in northern Mexico. Norteño moved north to Texas, picking up some American country and rock and roll along the way to become Tejano. Tejano singers like Freddie Fender and Selena, both born in Texas, were the ones to bring a Tex-Mex flavor to country, rock, and pop radio. On the West Coast, Mexican-Americans like Richie Valens and Carlos Santana made inroads into the rock world, and Chicano rap is also a thing. So now the possibilities for crossover are unlimited. So stay tuned to hear some insane creations that could only happen when cultures and generations collide. What's amazing to me is that these new sounds are as American as ketchup.
Support for this podcast comes from Carson Bank, member FDIC, one block west of Oliver on Douglas, serving the business and banking needs of the Wichita area for 130 years, now offering Android, Apple, and Samsung Mobile Pay. Carson Bank, we will always be here.
Bringing you into musical space, I'm Fletcher Powell here with Mark Foley. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Fletcher.
And last time around, we talked about music from all sorts of places around the globe. Today, focusing quite a bit more on Mexico for good reason.
Right, yeah. There are more Mexicans coming in than any other group. Wichita is just dripping with Mexican culture, and I really wanted to take a chance and figure out what's going on here. Before I say anything else, please forgive my gringo pronunciation of the stuff that we're about to talk about. But yeah, I'm pretty excited about what I've been able to dig up.
Well, you mentioned quite a few different types of music coming from Mexico and blending with the culture that's already here and creating new and exciting kinds of music. Let's take a little journey through a couple of those, starting out with, as you were talking about, norteño.
Right, norteño music started in North Mexico / Southern Texas, and it combines accordion polka music from Germany, Czechoslovakia, and Poland. I wanted to start something very popular and typical, maybe something that you'd hear in a taqueria. So I went with probably the most famous norteño band, Los Tigres del Norte, the Tigers of the North. This song is called La Reina del Sur, the Queen of the South.
And then you mentioned norteño as it moved from Mexico to Texas, picked up some country, some rock and roll, and blended a little bit into becoming Tejano music.
Right. Tejano music, a much bigger genre than I thought when I started delving into this. But yeah, Freddie Fender from, from back in the 70s was doing Tejano music. And boy, he's a force, isn't he? This is one of his later projects, Los Super Seven, which is it's an all-star band, kind of a rotating cast of characters that come in and out. There's some people from the band Los Lobos that are on this project, a lot of other really famous musicians. This song is called Margarita.
Durante toda la vida.
Norteño and Tejano music, something that some people might be at least passingly familiar with, if not very familiar with.
Right, maybe more than you think.
Mm-hmm, definitely. But something that I am not particularly familiar with, but I'm really excited to hear, Nortec.
Nortec, yeah. So Norteño and tech music put together. People are doing some really amazing things with break beats, etc. There's a collective called Nortec Collective. What we're going to listen to is from one of the people in that collective. Plankton Man is what he calls himself. This song is called Gran Chaparral. It's an example of Nortec, a mixture of Mexican Norteño music and electronica. The combination of traditional sounds with hip-hop breakbeats is amazing. So check this song out, Gran Chaparral. Okay, jazz fusion. This is near and dear to my heart as a jazz player. I was amazed to find this band Troker, which fuses mariachi music with jazz, and there's a lot of electronica and metal and hip hop in there too. They're from Guadalajara, but they do a lot of touring. This song is called Principe Charo.
And then, as you like to do, bringing things at least a fair bit close to home, band playing out of Kansas City, some indie rock music.
Right, yeah. This is a really cool indie rock band that I was able to find. They're called Making Movies. They're based in Kansas City. They sing in Spanish, I think, mostly. Steve Berlin of Los Lobos, who you heard on the Los Super 7 song, he was the producer of this. This song is called Cuna de Vida, which means, I think, cradle of life. So this is a combination of indie rock. There's some electronica in there. There's a reggaeton beat. Enjoy this.
And we'll leave you with Making Movies there out of Kansas City as we wrap up Musical Space this time around. Thanks, Mark, as always.
Thank you, Fletcher.
And for KMUW, I'm Fletcher Powell. Carne y mente, agua ardiente, baja tus rodillas. Quitas sus lentes, todo este sentido, no recuerdas ese día. Cuando